Welcome to the State of Business with the Ohio Society of CPAs. I'm Jessica Salerno, Senior Content Manager at OSCPA, and this is the show where we bring you the latest news impacting the business and accounting world from top experts. And after you finish this episode, please rate and review us on whatever podcast app you're using to listen. In this episode, I spoke with Dr. Amy Sanchez, a psychologist, neuropsychologist, executive coach, and business consultant, about how to get to the next level in your career. We discuss the value in positioning, what the path to success looks like, and what kind of people you need to have in your network to support you along the way. We kick things off when I asked about what type of questions someone should start considering once they've decided they want more from their career. Here's what she had to say.
I think depending on the situation, there's a couple vantage points you could be coming from, but generally, I encourage people to ask themselves, starting first with positioning, am I adequately positioned for that next level role? You know, do you have, from where you're at currently, the opportunity to promote? Is it a promotable position? And then asking yourself too, you know, what are the criteria for advancement? Is it formal criteria where, you know, I know exactly what the specifications of the job are, what the minimum qualifications are, what the price range is, all of that, what steps logically connect in order for me to get to that next level? Or is it something that's informal in which the criteria is not clearly outlined? And so you're not exactly sure what it is that it takes to get to that next position. And maybe you've even got some vague feedback when you've asked. And so these are some important things. So if it's formal criteria versus informal criteria, it's always nice to have more information. But if you don't have that information, it's informal criteria, then you can even start asking yourself, you know, have I seen anyone promote from this role? What has been the history of that department or organization in the past about how they identify talent and elevate talent? So that can give you some initial ideas. And then just two more things that I would suggest that you ask yourself. One is, you know, where is it that I want to go? What's my ultimate goal? Why am I wanting to get there? Because the meaning that you're attaching to that next level opportunity is also going to undergird your commitment to the process. And in some cases, it can take a while to get to that next position. So you always have to be reevaluating what is your why. And then the last thing that I suggest people ask themselves is, you know, what is it that I bring to the table? What will help me make my case for promotion? And you can do that easily by taking an inventory and assessment of your current skills and strengths. You can identify any gaps in your professional portfolio and then, you know, determine from there what skills you need to shore up so that you can get to the point where you are a competitive candidate. And then you can also think about, okay, now once I have this information, these are the 3 to 5 accomplishments that I want to highlight, which will send that value message to my employer.
And wow, you just listed a lot of great points, a lot of really important factors for people to consider. But I wanted to follow up with you in the beginning when you mentioned positioning. And I think it's so important, especially in the workplace, but it might be something that not everyone thinks about, maybe how they're positioned, how their coworkers view them, how maybe people who are making the big decisions view them. Do you think most professionals are aware of positioning?
No. I don't say that in a bad way. It's just not something that you probably think about, right?
Right.
Because you're so focused on just doing the job and you think, and really this is kind of what it kind of connects why I end up getting so many executive coaching clients that are like high potential women and just high potential individuals. Because the things that we've been taught about how to advance in your career don't always apply. And so we have this big picture perspective about it being this linear course. And what we find out is that the more that you get into your career, the more seasoned you are, or even if you're just starting, that it's really not always a linear path. So it's very important to, one, ask those questions that we talked about earlier, but also consider kind of the wild card, the what if. What if it's not this linear path, right? Then what do I do? And so that's why that first question about positioning is so critical, because there may be multiple ways that you can achieve that ultimate goal, but you maybe never considered it because you were only focused on one path.
Absolutely. And that, like you mentioning the linear path, reminds me of an image I think I've seen on LinkedIn and other places. I don't know if you've seen it, where they say, you know, what people think like the path to success looks like. And, you know, it's just like a straight, like diagonal line. And then there's like another image next to it where it says what it actually looks like. And it's just like a squiggly, like mess of lines, like going up and down and sideways and all over the place. And I think for a lot of people, maybe they can relate to that experience mm-hmm. of it not necessarily being like everything worked perfectly. And then I took this next step, which led to this. It's like mm-hmm. you mentioned, it can be a lot more nuanced than that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So after someone has considered this, has considered positioning, who should they think about communicating this goal to? You know, you hear a lot of people say, that their success is because they were able to work with other people and other people supported them. Who should they be talking to get where they want to go?
You know, that's a great question. And I think, again, it comes back to that original one that you asked, and what I kind of alluded to was, where is it that you ultimately want to go? Because that conversation and who those people are can take on a different look depending on what the answer to that is. But oftentimes I work with people on the big idea, the big picture of being able to cultivate relationships and leverage community. So really then you're not tied to a particular destination. You know, I'm wanting the CEO role, or I'm wanting this VP role at this particular company, but really you're expanding your network and you're creating these relationships with people that really could potentially turn into opportunities anywhere that you're going. And so I talk about that from the sense of perception. You know, like perception is key, because this is about how people such as colleagues, key decision makers, stakeholders all perceive the value that you bring to that organization or industry. And so in that same regard, when you're having these conversations, you think about these individuals. Some of them could be friends to you, they could be colleagues, they could be folks that you maybe have a second or third party connection with that you're potentially wanting to work for in the future. But when we're talking about the potential of translating these relationships into promotional or professional opportunities, think about that visibility factor. Are you visible in the situations that will help improve the confidence of key decision makers, senior leaders, influencers, what have you? And is the value that you bring clearly tied to that imaging of visibility? So there's generally four types of people that I suggest that you have to support you in your promotional campaign. One are key decision makers. So those are people that are likely your boss, your manager, or maybe even someone 1 to 2 levels above your boss, right? And then I also suggest you have relationships with influencers. Sometimes these are individuals that may have that ear of that decision maker. This could be someone who's on the same level as your boss, or someone you've worked directly with or indirectly with. And then I like the idea of having someone in your network who's an ambassador. These are people that support your campaign for promotion, and they're in your corner. Like, they are your advocates. They're cheering for you. This could be people that are peers, they could be other supervisors, or individuals who might have a direct impact on your promotion. And then the last person that, or type of person that I suggest that you have these types of relationships with, and maybe even share your ideas about promotion, or stakeholders. And these are people that you may have influence over. They could be customers, they could be people that have that are impacted by the results of your daily work. Because if you're thinking about promotion in the sense of you want to stay with that same organization or company, sometimes those stakeholders even have a say as far as the feedback that has been received that can help make your promotional campaign. And then if you're able to make relationships with stakeholders in your hopping industries, or you're going to other companies, these again are just great people to have as reference points and people that will speak positively for you and on your behalf.
And so say someone has done that. They've set up these great relationships with those individuals. But a part of that, like you mentioned earlier, is kind of having that great value to impress them, mm-hmm. to know that you're a great person to have on their team and that you want to go places. But how can people go about demonstrating their value in a way that will be really impactful?
Yeah, that's really good. So earlier we were talking about kind of what is it that you bring to the table. And so when I talk about value with people, I talk about it as being a twofold kind of discussion. One is like, how does what you do impact upon the bottom line? That unique value proposition, it speaks to the unique way that you solve a problem or how you uniquely serve. And ultimately, it is kind of the context of your brand. But you also have to be able to articulate those wins and those accomplishments that demonstrate that you have a proven track record. And it could be anything. It could be related to whether it's a revenue piece, such as market share or innovation, or if it's more leadership oriented, or if it's a combination of those things. But it's tangible results that you're able to communicate when you bring that value. And then the second piece of that value conversation is about, are your types of contributions valued? So it's a big picture perspective on how you demonstrate that value. But if the second piece is missing and your types of contributions are not valued, there may be a disconnect with you being able to put yourself in the mind, say top of mind of those key decision makers. But demonstrating value, it really comes down to what are the things that I can hang my hat on that show me in regards to your brand that you are that ideal person for that next level role.
And it's interesting that you mention maybe people viewing, they don't necessarily think that the contributions that you make might not be in line with the things that are top of mind for them. If someone finds themselves in that situation, what would be the best way to kind of resolve that, to kind of break through that challenge?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I think there's a number of ways you can do that. And I'm just going to kind of give you the idea of maybe you're trying to promote from within, because that's kind of easier for this this scenario. So then it's about listening for and being able to study upon what are the types of benchmarks and the types of progress or things that the organization in regards to what's tied to their missions, values, and goals to them that demonstrates that progress is being made or changes are happening or something valuable is happening there. And so starting from that standpoint, I think you'll get a really good idea about what translates to value for the organization or for those key decision makers there. And then two is identifying, you know, what is the need? What is the urgency? What is it that from my employer's perspective or my organization's perspective is the need that needs to be filled? And then I think you'll have the answer to whether or not you can solve that problem adequately for them or not. And so that's a good starting point. If you're thinking about advancing in an industry where, again, you're still trying to figure out if your types of contributions are valued, it would be a similar type of idea. You're looking at what is the industry trying to solve for? Who are the types of people that usually are able to bring resolution to those types of problems? Am I that person? In what way can I serve specifically that will reduce the impact of this problem? And then also, I also think it's important to, you know, utilize that network you have. As we said earlier about formal and informal criteria for advancement, if you're dealing with a situation where it's formal criteria, there should be people within the organization, hopefully some of them that you've developed relationships with, that can tell you when you're getting closer, I should say, to being able to meet that idea or vision of those minimum qualifications or the type of candidate that they'd be looking for to be able to fill that position.
And this question is sort of in the same area, and you've touched on it, I think, in some of what we've already discussed. But say someone feels like they're really killing it, they're doing a great job, they're hitting all their goals, but they want to do more. They want to contribute more to the company to get them noticed, to get to that next level. How would you suggest someone go about creating those opportunities that they think, like, I know that this will make a big difference, and I know that this will catch people's eyes?
Yeah, I talk a lot about the power of positioning to increase your visibility as well as your authority and your impact. And I think that that's what applies here, is that there just needs to be more opportunities to enhance your visibility. You want to be in the position where you're able to get noticed and gain that attention and to have others recognize your work and your brand and what it is you're doing. So just a couple ways that you could do that. One of those would be being the go-to expert, you know, developing an expertise in a particular topic or process. So you'll become that go-to person that everyone ends up looking to. And you can create ways as well to teach others about what you know, both inside and outside of your team, by leading training sessions, hosting lunch and learns and things like that. The other thing you can do is you can think about innovating. Be the first to do something. Brainstorm about new and creative ways to improve a process, reduce a cost, bring more revenue, increase employee satisfaction, or reduce cycle time, something like that. And then, you know, share that idea with someone such as a manager or someone in senior leadership. And even if the idea isn't adopted, what you're doing is you're showing decision makers that you're innovative and proactive. And then the last thing that I would suggest you do, these are ways that you can have quick wins, right? Is leading from the front, looking for opportunities to either represent your team or department at a meeting or a conference or something like that. And then taking advantage of situations where you can be the face of an initiative or the face of a program or the face of your team.
I love that idea of leading from the front, because I think sometimes when people feel like they are maybe doing everything they can, like I mentioned, doing their job really well, but feel kind of stuck, like why aren't they getting to that next level? Like you mentioned, leading from the front, thinking of ways to really promote the company or their department and make them look good. That makes so much sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's not something that's, really intuitive. Sometimes it's counterintuitive because, like I said, you get so caught up in just doing the work that you maybe forget that, oh, this is a way that I can demonstrate leadership and maybe do more in this area.
Right. And that makes sense, especially if it's depending on what your area of expertise is. It might be an area that you aren't that familiar with, but mm-hmm. that would really lend itself well for you to kind of get out there and earn that experience.
Absolutely. I was just having a conversation with somebody the other day about that. They'd been working for their organization for some time. And what they have done is they've created a situation where they are that go-to expert in a number of ways, but they've also kind of made themselves a really efficient workhorse. And so they keep getting more work, more expanded responsibilities, and not necessarily a change in pay or title, right? And so the feedback was, you know, you're pretty much the right hand. You're the most valuable player on the team. However, in regards to that promotion that we've been talking about, we think we're going to go in a different direction and maybe choose someone from the outside. So now the dilemma is, hey, you know, I still have this desire to promote. How do I shift those perceptions so that they see me differently? It's great that you love my work. It's great that I'm the most valuable player, but I also want to be that logical next decision for that next level position. And right. So that's where we're hands on deck about shifting those perceptions. And that can be done rather quickly once you understand kind of what's going on there. But when you're kind of doing this all yourself, it's not necessarily intuitive, right? Because you think if I just do good work, then what's going to come of this is that I'll be promoted. And it doesn't always work that way.
So knowing all of this, something that you've touched on multiple times is being aware, obviously, of your company's goals, your organization, what they're trying to achieve. And we're currently in a pandemic right now, and a lot of companies and businesses have had to shift their goals and realistic expectations. How does this, our current environment, impact maybe someone's goals to get to the next level? How does that change things?
Yeah, I think that a lot of what we've talked about earlier still applies, but there are some things that I think you need to drill down pretty specifically. One is kind of thinking of this from the perspective of your employer or your organization. They're responding to the pandemic and the change like everyone else. So likely many of these organizations are becoming a lot more lean in their processes. They're finding ways to, save money, cut costs and what have you. So how can you join them in this updated mission, maybe even a revision of values, a change in culture shift, to be able to still get what you are desiring out of this, which could be a promotion or a change in pay, and still make sure that you're staying in time and in line with the company's goals. And so that's where I always encourage people to think about specifically, what is the way that we could do this faster, better, more efficiently? How can I help with that mission? And then again, those ways that I was talking about being more visible, how can I show up and be that go-to expert? How can I lead from the front? How can I be innovative? Because this is the time now where we're innovating. The other thing is these principles of visibility, positioning, and influence, and being able to craft the perceptions of others are all still very salient ideas. But now you're having to think about doing this in an environment in which it might not include you being in the same room physically, right? So you've got to find opportunities to develop relationships and connections that are not contingent upon the traditional career path. This era of innovation that we're in, you're no longer resigned to doing things along the same traditional line. So just try and think outside the box in that, and then take advantage of opportunities to build those relationships along those same lines. So with those four types of people we were talking about earlier, so that if you need to leverage community later on, that you can, and you won't be restricted by, geography, where you're currently serving or anything like that, because now you've expanded your network. This is why part of the career strategy that I teach my clients is about is how to utilize things like LinkedIn as a springboard to increasing visibility and promotional positioning, as well as a vehicle to help you to effectively cultivate those relationships and leverage community.
Thank you to Amy for telling us more about how to get to the next level in your career. For those interested in hearing more from Amy, you can attend her free upcoming webinar on September 29th called Career Confidence: How to Powerfully Position for Promotion, Pivot, or Transition. And the link to that is in our show notes. How do you plan to get to the next level in your career? You can let me know at jsalerno, J-S-A-L-E-R-N-O, at ohiocpa.com. And please rate and review us on whatever podcast app you're using. We love to hear your feedback. Thanks for listening.